The drive is live.
Well, hey, boys.
Well, thanks, Laura. We're looking at about 3 hours or 2 hours and 57 minutes, just under 3 hours until the trade deadline ends. Cheryl, Tyler, everybody, all hands on deck, are going to be working hard to catch everything. Even in the middle of Tyler's turds list, he will shut it down if somebody has big news for the
Astros. Pinch it off, baby.
Yeah, pinch it off. That's the worst, man. When you gotta pinch that off, I just go on myself.
And then you're just wiping and wiping and wiping.
The phrasing, though, if I gotta go pinch one off, is nice.
I have to tell you about how Nick put me in a situation driving back to San Antonio, a mile away from our house, and he just had to pee on himself in the back seat. The situation
you wouldn't stop for your kid.
I couldn't. This fool. We're sitting in the back, coming back, and I promise we will get to the Astros news.
They don't charge to use public bathrooms, man.
We'll get to the Astros news. We're coming up. We're at the stoplight. One more stoplight to get to my house. We're at the stoplight. I mean, he's giving nothing. Nothing. Just sitting there, man. We've made it all the way back. And he just goes, I can't hold it. I can't hold it. I said, what? I can't hold it. He said, I can't hold it. And I'm locked in. I got somebody in front of me, on the side of me, and in front of me on the other side. I'm just locked in. And he goes, I can't hold it. I can't. I said, what do you mean? Where did this come from? I know you knew you had to go. No, I can't hold it. And the light was red. I said, just go.
You did what?
I said, just go.
Why didn't you just pull over when he went to complain and tell him to get outside and pee in the grass?
Just let it flow, son.
Clint, I could not pull over. I was locked. I was locked in. There were cars all around me and a stoplight. I could not.
And so he just sat back there and pissed himself?
And Trey next to him said, yep, he did it. He had on light gray shorts.
Oh, yeah, Dad, he took you literally.
Because I was going to try to get over. To get over to the grass of the little park. It was a park right there, and I just I'm like, he's five. He's like, I can't hold it. I can't. That's what he's doing. I said, just go. Courtney came out with all the cleaning products right as the garage was lit up, as he went right to the shower to go ahead and take care of himself. I was hot. Oh, it was smoking hot in there. I just said, this could not have just hit you. You know what it was, Clint? He was on that damn iPad.
There you go, the devil.
He was on that iPad, and it just hit him.
He was
and
so
at
deep.
That point,
he was hydrated too. Sounds like
someone said, "Why didn't you just let him out of the car?" I didn't feel right about just letting him out the car at the stoplight.
That's an odd phrasing. Like to pee. Why didn't you pull over to let him pee? The guy, whoever this person is. Yes, son, just get out there. Get out the door.
Like, you know my mind, Clint, was, don't you dare pee in that. Don't you dare. But he was in his seat. So, but that seat, boy, it's airing out right now. I said, how did you, like, I know it didn't just hit you. And boy, Trey said, yep, yeah, he's going, Dad.
I don't know if it just hit him, but it just hit his draws. That's for damn sure.
Hit everything. Text line coming in. That was weak show. Tell him to hold it. Teach your man to be a warrior. I think you're a bad parent.
Not good for your health either.
I'm just going to say that.
It's awful for your kidneys and bladder.
I think he's five, man. I would have loved to have tried everything. It was very clear, Clint, he had seconds, not minutes. It was very, very clear. It was very, very clear. That's weak. Okay.
Nicholas.
He's five. Okay, I guess that's weak.
Hey, my 1.5-year-old running around no diaper a couple days ago walked in a room. She done let it two turds on the rug.
Your daughter sharted?
She let it rip. There wasn't no shart to it.
That's fair.
I mean, straight right there on the rug. Had no worries about it until mama freaked out, and then she freaked out.
That was hot. That was a moment, but I really feel like I didn't have any other choice. All right. Sorry, Nicholas. Told your pee-pee story, but, here we are, the latest with the Astros. Trade deadline ends at 5:00. We will absolutely be ready and telling you, hopefully, big moves coming up at 5:00 fire. But as of now, this is where we are, fellas. The Astros have made one move up to this point. They have made a trade for infielder Ramon. I heard Lopez pronounce Urias, but he said it in a completely different manner. That I said, well, that's not for me, so I won't try it. It did sound good, but Ramon Urias from the Orioles, infielder. He started 66 games at third base this year.
Grade that one, Tyler. What is it, Ron?
It's a Ramon Urias.
And ain't a passing grade.
Yeah, it's a
I'm
good
just kidding.
C-plus.
That wasn't bad. That last one wasn't bad.
Yeah, Ramon Urias.
First one was a disaster, though.
You know, we'll catch up. Yeah. My son just peed on himself in the back of the car. But no, they trade for him. 66 starts at third base. That is the only move they have made right now. Word on the street is reports they are in. They are one of the teams in on Stephen Kwan, the outfielder for the Cleveland Guardians. There is talks, obviously, of the Dylan Cease situation, but those talks have, by reports, cooled. The one that is really interesting to me is Sandy Alcantara, the former Cy Young winner. His ERA is way up there in the sevens right now. He has struggled this year with the Marlins, but he is 2 years removed from winning a Cy Young and what's thought to be one of the best young pitchers in baseball. That one's interesting because of the thought that you may not bring back Framber, and maybe he could slide into that role if you can get him right again. But there have been no moves made, with the exception of Urias, who they got from the Orioles. That is the only thing right now. So we will keep you updated on what's happening there. 713-572-4610. YouTube and Twitch can jump in. How you fellas feeling right now about where the Astros are with the trade deadline looming in under 3 hours?
Yeah, Ron, I'm going to tell you, man, I they got to get active. They've got to get active here for...
Hey, man, come on, Dana.
Well, they just got to get moving for me, man. I'm saying that from an amped up perspective, man. I mean, this team has overperformed. They got a lot of cats coming back. They got a lot of help coming back from injury. To not make the moves that would make you a leader or a favorite, if you will, in the American League. With the American League sitting how it is right now, it'd be a shame to not make the necessary moves to give yourself a chance to go to and potentially win another ALCS. I don't know how well the Astros are going to bump up against some of the National League powers, but right now there's no reason to not feel like you got a shot to make a run at the best team in the AL. And I know Seattle Mariners have made some moves that have significantly improved their team. But just the Astros still got a 5-game lead on them suckers. So, I mean, I get it. But, man, to not make more moves than just this one here would hurt a little bit. But this particular move, Urias, I like the move, Ron.
Do you?
I like the move, yeah. I mean, you're talking about a utility infielder, a guy that's got – he's got innings at all four infield positions. Most importantly, third base, obviously, for the time being, can play second base as well, has played second base as well, has played a little shortstop as well. So, I mean, I like the move because it actually frees up Dubon to be one of your more consistent answers in the outfield if and when need be. So, I like the move, and you got control for 2 years. So I like the move. I mean, I see the method to the madness kind of deal. It's a current play and a future play, but it just can't be all that the Astros do here leading up to this 5 o'clock deadline.
Yeah, and I think he is probably more thought of as a defensive player.
Definitely is.
Than an offensive player, which still kind of – now, I think you probably feel better about him than some of the Shea Whitcombs and the – Shorts and some of the other guys that they've had to run out there, but still at the plate. This isn't a big. This can't be like the bat they're talking about, Clint. This is a guy that they can play. That can play a lot of the infield spots and play third base, but he's not the bat when we hear that's what their priority is.
He's not that. I was reading up a little earlier on it, and I thought there was one idea that was kind of lobbed out there in a sense of like, how do the Astros have to potentially? Now, we don't know what's going to happen with Yordan. That's kind of that everything hinges on that. But if you don't get Yordan back and you're not able to make a move for this big bat that everybody thinks is floating around out there waiting for the Astros to call, if you don't get that, then you're going to have to win in a different fashion. You're going to have to go get Dylan Cease, you got and get Lance McCullers healthy and get some of these guys back and hope all your whole rotation is nails down the stretch. And you're going to have to play to win low-scoring games. And if you're going to do that, what better way to do that? If and when Paredes is ever healthy, you can literally put gold glovers across the damn field, across the infield. So it's more of a defensive play there. I don't know, Ron. It is an interesting play, but like you said, I don't think it's a take a competitive team in the American League to a championship team type of move.
No, I think he's – and if you look at their numbers, I think I sent that to you guys earlier. They're very similar. I feel like you just got another Mauricio Dubon-type player. Maybe he's not as – versatile as a defender, but that type of bat, that type of player, which to them, and I would say more of a minor player, a minor guy. And I'll be honest with you, you start hearing the names of Correa and Arenado and Suarez, who eventually went to Seattle. You start hearing those names. Those are names, Clint, where you're like, all right, those are bats that you can get behind and you can see can make big differences. And we've seen history of those guys making big differences right now. That feels, once you start hearing those names and then you see that's where they went, that kind of takes a little bit of the luster off of it, where it's just like, well, hold on, how did we go from there to this?
Yeah.
To a Dubon level player. And like you said, it puts more pressure on, hey, come on, Dana. You got to get rolling here. You got to get cooking here, because they got to do something. They got to do something to add, you know, to this team, whether it's loading up and getting more pitchers or loading up to get another bat. This right now, if we get to 5 o'clock, Clint, this right now won't be enough to me.
Well, it could potentially, you know, be enough. But you are putting all your chips in the middle of the table of all these guys coming back healthy and being absolute nightmares, right? I mean, in a good way. Like, you're banking on Pena coming back and picking up where he left off. You're picking on you're banking on Jake Myers coming back and being a 300 hitter in maybe the 5 or 6 hole. You're talking about Yordan Alvarez coming back and playing left field and being the Yordan Alvarez we know at the plate. I mean, you are really banking on those 3 or 4 big dogs. And by the way, Altuve's having a hell of a month. You're banking on Altuve having more months like he's having right now or had right now in July. So, I mean, you are really betting on a lot of unknowns to come to fruition in a positive way. If Urias is the only move that they make in the next 3 hours.
Hey, fellas, the most hilarious thing to me in this whole situation is what's being reported with the Carlos Correa thing. Bob Nightingale said the Astros trade talks with Twins shortstop Carlos Correa are all but dead. I just wonder what the Twins people were thinking once this came about. The Astros asked the Twins asked the Twins to pay about $50 million of the remaining $102 million left on Correa's contract and to include an outfielder as well.
If you don't know the facts, then you got to chill.
The Twins rejected the offer and aren't budging. I just wonder what the hell they were thinking when they said, hey, man, we need you to hold about $50 million or so. And can you throw in an outfielder for us, too? And then we can make this trade with
swing that pot.
Carlos Correa. Man, what you think? What you think they said in Minnesota? What? What? You want us to hold 50 and you? What else do you need? What else would you like? You want us to throw a starter in there, too? My God, boy. That's, I think to me, when I hear Correa say these aren't serious talks, that was what was said yesterday from Carlos Correa when he met with the media. The talks aren't serious with the Astros. Hell no, they ain't serious. We need $50 million and an outfielder. Every time they try to get Carlos Correa to stay there, they're trying to get some kind of deal to be sweetened for them. Remember that time they offered Carlos like $100 million?
Yeah, they're trying to win the deal once again. I mean, they are trying to just grand slam this deal.
What'd you say, Tyler? Sweeten the pot. Yeah, why don't you add in a... You know what? We'll also take an outfielder if...
you know what? Our fans really want a new hitting coach, too. Y'all got any spare hitting coaches over there?
Let us hold that. You know what? Byron Buxton. Why don't you throw him in? Let that be the outfielder.